Dylan, congratulations. And when I set out there, it's been so much fun tracking the careers of everybody and following your career at Howardsville Christian. It's been a blast from your freshman year, even eighth grade year, up until now. What's the experience meant to you just representing Howardsville Christian and all the sports that you've played?
Yeah, growing up, just watching my brothers play there, I was all excited to get on the field and the court and just experience it for myself. So just being able to put on the Howardsville Christian jersey and rep the school, it's been a great time. I've had a lot of fun, and just the family environment and playing with the guys I've grown up with, just I wouldn't trade it for anything, and it's been a lot of fun, so I'm going to miss it.
And I know of all the sports you played, basketball is your passion. What do you remember what got you into playing basketball? What drew you to that sport?
Yeah, so my older brothers, they've always played basketball, and my dad is a coach, so kind of just growing up, being around that, I just kind of chased after and wanted to be a basketball player and be the best I could be. So ever since kindergarten, playing on recess, then all the way up, playing on teams and stuff, just working to get better in the summer, and I've always loved doing it, so it's just been a lot of fun, and seeing the hard work's paid off in high school. So
you mentioned your older brothers. If you were to play right now, one-on-one, who takes who? You gonna take it?
I'm gonna take it. They can't beat me, but I don't like to brag about it, but they can't beat me. So
all the accomplishments you had, I mean, the points and everything that you did, is there one that means the most to you of all of the accomplishments in basketball?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the individual records mean a lot because it kind of shows how much work you put in. But winning that regional championship my junior year, that was a special moment. Just for winning it with my dad as my coach, my brother's assistant, and my brother on the team, my younger brother. That just whole experience was great, and playing with the guys I love. And that I was hoping we could go further my senior year. We fell short of that goal, but just that junior year run, winning that regional championship, meant so much for the school. And just to do that in a small community of Howardsville, it just meant so much, and it was just awesome. I'll never forget that.
I think everybody thinks when they think of Dylan Juergens, they think of basketball. You were an amazing soccer player as well. What got you into taking that sport up?
You know, I've always played it as a kid too, growing up, and just I never fell in love with it as much as I did as basketball. But I had a classmate named Colton Fair who loved soccer, and he kind of got me into it a little bit. So just working on it and a little bit in the off season, and playing in the season was a whole lot of fun. And it was fun winning district championships, and I had a lot of fun with the guys. So, I mean, I won't forget those days either.
And playing soccer, did it help you at all, getting ready for basketball and being the basketball player that you are?
Yeah, for sure. Just getting your legs ready and running and being conditioned and getting that competitive spirit going before the basketball season starts. So I had a lot of fun doing it over the years, and I definitely think it got me ready for the season. So.
And I know you had played baseball when they offered it at Howardsville Christian, and that's another sport you really love to play.
Yeah, baseball, I didn't play as much growing up, but, you know, my family always played it, so we had a lot of fun doing that. I was disappointed we couldn't have a team this year, but the 3 years I got to play, we had a lot of fun doing it with the guys. And like I said, Howards is just a great community to be a part of, so no matter what sport you're playing, it's just great to be around the guys and have fun. So.
And the baseball wasn't going to happen this year, so golf. Is it something you've always done, or if you thought, you know what, I got to do something in the spring, I'll just pick up a golf club?
Yeah, my family loves golf, so we're always going out on Sunday evenings and stuff. So we didn't have a team last year, but I played when I was a little bit younger. So just coming out, we didn't have a baseball team, so it was a lot of fun going out there and just playing some free golf with the guys, mm-hmm. and traveling the bus was fun. So.
So you said the family loves to play golf, and the Juergens Scramble. Do you take everybody there too?
I like to say I do, but I usually don't. No, my older brothers are a little better golfer than I am, but we still have a lot of fun going out there and competing every Sunday evening, so it's a lot of fun.
And an award like this, Van Buren Cass Student Athlete of the Year, what's it mean to you?
It means a lot, just knowing a lot of hard work is paying off, and I'm going to miss playing high school sports, but I'm excited for the next chapter. So just looking back, I'm glad that the hard work was noticed, and got to thank my Lord and Savior for all the abilities He's given me, and just my family, all the time they spent with me and helped me get better. So even my teammates, coaches, all of it. I mean, it's not just about myself. It's just the whole Howardsville community helping me and pushing me, and none of it would be possible without all of that. So.
And finally, I know, but for the sake of this, what's next for you?
I'll be heading to Central Michigan University to play basketball and study business management. I actually head up June 20th, so pretty soon here, and I'll be doing that for the next 4 years, so I'm excited.
Good luck with that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.